Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston police say they were not aware of plans by a white supremacist group to march through downtown last weekend. About 100 members of the group that calls itself the Patriot Front wore face masks and carried riot shields during their march. For a closer look at the threat this group and others like it pose to our area, let's bring in Robert Treston. He's the regional director for the Anti-Defamation League of New England. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you were in yesterday's meeting with Mayor Wu, Boston Police, the FBI, and others. What is the consensus on what this group was trying to accomplish? Beyond the obvious, why were they here?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that they were here to get their message of white supremacy, anti-Semitism, and racism, you know, out in the public as much as possible. They're known for conducting these type of flash demonstrations. So this is not the first city in America where they've done this kind of act.
And do you think they expect to get traction in a place like Massachusetts that's known as so liberal?
Well, I think they chose Massachusetts on purpose. You know, Massachusetts, Boston played a historic role in the founding of the country. And so it's not a coincidence that they came here on the 4th of July weekend. They often regularly mask their white supremacy behind patriotism. And according to them, we're living at a time right now where the United States is in distress. And so instead of celebrating a holiday, they use a holiday as a time to protest. So it's all very orchestrated and it's all very purposeful.
So officials are saying this march caught them off guard. But do you think it should have? Do you think there was some sort of online planning that could have tipped them off?
Likely not. It's not a surprise. It's not a surprise to me that we did not have advance notice because they often like to show up unannounced. They do this for a couple of reasons. One, it avoids all sorts of confrontations and discussions with officials, whether they're city officials or law enforcement officials in advance, and it avoids counter-protesters gathering in advance. So they like to do it as a surprise, and they regularly communicate with one another on private channels, not using real names. They're spread out among, you know, in different parts of the country. It is an indicator, though, the fact that they were able to bring 100 plus people here from different parts of the country and no one knew, that's an indication of how well organized they are and how disciplined they are to get themselves a willingness to travel. I mean, we see a willingness of people here to travel from all parts of the country, across the country, to come to Boston for a less than 60-minute demonstration.
How should have law enforcement responded? I mean, they didn't have a permit to march, so should they have been taken off the streets immediately?
Boston has a long history of not requiring permits. I've been to many, many demonstrations in Boston, as have thousands, where there was no permit. But there is a question about when a group of 150 white men are unloading shields from a U-Haul truck in front of an MBTA station, should some questions have been asked? We know that when they were in Idaho a few weeks ago, law enforcement did stop them and ask those questions, which ultimately led to the arrest of 31 members of the Patriot Front.
These types of marches instill fear, of course, especially in local communities of color. So what should we be doing to protect these communities and reassure them?
People did one of the things we often tell them. People started calling Boston police immediately. When people saw Patriot Front getting onto the Orange Line at Oak Grove, they made phone calls. When people saw them coming out of the T at the other end at Haymarket, people made phone calls. So it's really, really important, if you see something that looks odd, like this situation, to make those calls. It's also important to report everything. We want to make sure that we're tracking every incident, whether it's a hate crime, a white supremacist flyering. Even if people think it may not rise to the level of a crime, we need to be tracking it. And lastly, we need to be holding our leaders accountable to make sure that they're doing everything they can within the law to track these groups and keep us safe.
Robert Treston, Regional Director for the Anti-Defamation League of New England, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Rupa.